What about when two people become members in the church, you say they do what?
Join.
Join the church. And when you go to church, you go to pray to
God.
And in church, you listen to the preacher preach you.
Uh-huh.
Somebody might say, well, I don't care anything about listening to the sermon. I just go to hear the singing, or you call all that. The piano playing and singing, say there's a lot of good
music.
Mm-hmm. Now what about if you saw a sunset one day and you thought it was really nice, you might say, wow, that sure is a
pretty sight.
Mm-hmm. Or something that you might say besides pretty, that
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Or say if you were on your way to church and your car had a flat tire, you might say, well, church will be over
before I get there.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing or the being that's the enemy or the opposite of God? That's the...
Yeah.
You ever heard any other word besides that?
Boogie man.
Besides that. But what about these things that people think they see around graveyards, you know? Supposed to scared of them.
Ghosts.
Have heard people call them anything besides ghosts?
Shadows, or...
Mm-hmm. Spooks?
Spooks, yeah.
Some people call them haints.
Haints, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about if those things get in a house and people are afraid to go to the house, they say it's...
Haints.
Yeah. So what about if somebody asks you to do something that you really not too crazy about doing, you might say, well, I'll do it if you insist, but I
really don't like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'd rather not.
Rather not do it.
Mm-hmm. Say, if a man owns 1,000 acres of land, talking about the amount of land, you'd say that he owns a...
large acreage or a bunch of land, I would say.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people around here say, well, that's here is a right smart of land?
Yeah.
Mean the same thing?
Not quite as much. Not that much anymore, I wouldn't think.
Right smart's not used to mean that terrific amount of land?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be, yeah, used for. Mm-hmm. I just don't hear it that expression.
Oh, I see. What about if you wanted to, if you were agreeing with somebody, something that you might say that would be stronger than just saying yes?
I'd say that's right.
Mm-hmm. Or if somebody had heard something like something that you can do, like being able to whistle between your teeth, and they ask you about that, can you do that? You might say, well, I
used to.
Or maybe I sure
can. I have done it.
I sure can.
Yeah.
Or if you were talking to an older man and you were being polite, you wouldn't say just yes, but you'd say
yes, sir.
And to a woman.
Yes, ma'am.
Or what about if you went outside in the morning and it wasn't just a little cold, it was...
real cold.
Have you ever done anything that after you did it, you were a little put out with yourself? Something like accidentally knocking over your plate of food? Or did you ever say anything to yourself when you did that?
Stupid.